Candy, please introduce yourself to us.
My name is Kenneth Cobain. I am considered an ambassador for Nourishing KC. I've been with the organization 21 years. I've been in the kitchen 17.
17 years in the kitchen, 21 years with the organization. Yes. Tell us a little bit more about Nourish KC, the organization as a whole.
The Nourish KC, the kitchen started in 1988 at Grayson Holder Cathedral by a young man named Earl Kavanoff. He seen the need for a soup kitchen. He got with the commissioners, and he got a stock pot, a cast iron skillet, and a hot plate. The first day it opened up, it fed two people. The word got out that they had a soup kitchen in the on 13th and Broadway. You had individuals walking a mile there and a mile back. The main kitchen got overwhelmed, so they built a new building called Founders Hall. They put a state-of-the-art kitchen in the basement. And it was able to feed 800 people. They was able to have a culinary cooking class. Outgrew itself. Downtown Business Coalition and a couple of other companies got together, several other companies got together, raised $1.3 billion, put the kitchen together 17 years ago, and it has grown since then.
That's beautiful. What a story there. How did, so the initial founders, how did they come about the idea of feeding Kansas City locals?
So from my understanding, there was a hotel downtown called the Colt House. It burned down in the early 80s. It put several individuals out on the street because the hotel, you would be able to pay by the day, month, or week, okay? And it burned down, and it killed 10 people and put 120 people out on the street. Earl Kavanoff, he's seen this, and he's seen the need for a soup kitchen. In this direct area, you have several shelters. City Union Mission, Rescue Mission, then you had Restart. And these individuals didn't have anywhere to go during the lunch period, so Earl Kavanoff seen the need for a soup kitchen. So he went to Petitioners and asked for the room outside the laundry room of the cathedral, okay? And that's how it started.
Okay. Beautiful. What a story. Well, how many people on a daily basis is Nourish KC feeding now? I know you guys call them guests, which I appreciate and kind of rang a bell with me, and they are truly guests.
They are our guests. Like the songwriters say, I'm only human.
Yes.
So we have to look at, regardless of what lifestyle you're in, what ups and downs you're doing, you're human. Our numbers have increased over the weeks or over the months. So when I started, we was feeding anywhere from 200, maybe 700 meals once a week, once a month. But now our numbers are 200 to 900 meals practically all week, okay? And our numbers are steady increasing. Right now, we're just doing a lunch service, but in the near future, the very near future, we're going to be doing 7 days a week, and we're going to be trying to do a dinner.
I see. So in order for you to grow that effort, what help would you need to get there?
For us to continue our mission, and with the growth of the needs of meals, of food in this area or in the Kansas City area, we need volunteers. We definitely need more and more volunteers. We need the community to be more involved in our operation. It takes a village to bring up a child. It takes a community to stamp out hungerness. The community is the only way we could continue in our mission because our numbers are steady increasing. And in the near future, I'm quite sure it's going to increase even more.
Mm-hmm. And volunteers, how can they get involved? And what sense do you see them coming and helping? Because I was a volunteer myself, and that's how I got introduced to Nourish KC. I came in and saw, and I can conclusively say that that's how I honed my chopping skills. Now I cook good meals at home, and it's because of you, partly, right? But it gives me some sense of satisfaction to be able to touch food, clean, chop, and then pass it to the next person. They do the cooking, and now you see them. People
are finished product.
Finished product.
Right.
People are eating.
That's what we need the volunteers to help us do. Our numbers are steadily increasing. Yeah. We are a food rescue. 95% of the food that we serve is rescue food.
What do you mean by rescue
food? Rescue food. So we get several trucks a week from different companies like Whole Food. Mm. They're not the prettiest vegetables, but it's still wholesome vegetables. We get several trucks a week from Trader Joe's and Costco's. In the summertime, the community gardens, they give us a lot of fruit and vegetables, and we need help. We need help to process this fruit and vegetables, and we need help to help cook the meals. We need help to help serve our guests. We need help just to keep managing doing our mission here in Kansas City. We need help to help clean the kitchen, because we're going to be doing some major cleaning here in the near future. With our numbers steady increasing, we're going to need all the help we can get. This entity is a perfect place to build leaders. Like I started to say, it takes a village to bring up a child. It takes a community to stamp out hungerness. As leaders as we are, we have to show the kids how to be leaders. Newark and KC have the perfect base place to build leaders, okay? And the volunteers that come in, they can pass the mission on so we continue our mission.
I see. No, that makes a ton of sense. So, where are you getting your volunteers from right now, currently? Are people that just hear about Nourish KC throughout the work that you guys are doing, they're just coming in to help, or are there any other sources, different sources that you're generating volunteers?
The word of mouth, people are individuals that's coming in to give back to the community, different schools, church hear about where they can do community service at, the internet. The word of mouth is the best way I have found out how to put it out, okay? Our website gives you a lot of information. NourishKC.org is how you can get in touch with us. Stay on our website, follow us, and come join us.
I see. Let's bring it back to you. How did you get involved initially, and what does Nourish KC mean to you personally?
I got involved with Nourish KC in 2001. I was going through a job period where I didn't have any jobs. There's a few temp services was around here, and the individuals that I would go to some of these assignments, these temporary jobs, showed me where Grayson Holy Cathedral was, where they would go get a hot meal, go back to the work, or be there to have a good hot area to get close to the job market, okay? So I was following them, some of the individuals around, and I went to Grayson Holder Cathedral one time for lunch. And a young man named Steve Johnson, he came out and said he needs some volunteers to help shovel the snow. And so I raised my hand first, me. Mm-hmm. I had an hour before I went back across the street. And he said, I helped him shovel the snow around the cathedral and walkway. And didn't have any problems. And he said, young man, you work pretty good. And said, would you like to be one of my contract employees? I said, sure. And he told me to come back the next day, and he signed up a small application. And I did some work for him, some maintenance work for him. And we hit it off right off the bat. And so he said, we need a regular employee, a steady man. I said, I'm your man. And so I signed my regular application with them. They gave me keys to the door, and it's been history since then. I left them, went home to Detroit for a little while, came back, landed me another job. When the job went through recession, I contacted my good friends from Grayson Holy Cathedral. They had built a kitchen here. And they say, go to the kitchen, do some volunteer work, and they may need you. The CEO at that time, he seen me there. He asked me, what you doing? I said, I'm looking for a job. He gave me the application. They gave me the key again. They gave me the job one day, the keys the next day, and I'm still here.
Wow. Beautiful story, Kennedy. Absolutely beautiful story. And I mean, you are, in my opinion, the face of Nourish KC. Everybody coming in and seeing you here. Take joy from what you do and how you command the kitchen, how you work the room, and I've seen that firsthand. Another face that's familiar to me that we don't have now, or she's no longer here at Norwich KC, I believe she moved, is Linda.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about Linda.
Linda is an angel. When Linda came aboard, our dining room was a nice, comfortable environment area. But by the grace of God, we had some hurdles to make, and we redecorated our dining room into what it is now. And it was until Linda came, we didn't have no life. Linda came in, and other companies donated money, redecorated our dining room, and she took it and ran. She made the concept of Dining with Dignity come to life. She gave it life. She gave it some personality. She opened up doors for some of our guests, a lot of our volunteers to give back, and made it a much happier environment in the whole building. Dearly, she's not gone from us. She's moving on to another stage in her life as far as settling down, but she's still part of our entity. Mm-hmm. We see her regularly. If she don't come see us, we go see her, okay? And matter of fact, we was just with her yesterday.
Nice.
Yes.
So she visits.
Yeah, she visits, and she have her little jobs, her assignments, special assignments, and we have our special assignments for her. Yeah. To keep loving her.
To keep the connection going as well. Yeah, I think it would be hard to leave.
That's my baby sister. When she first came through the door, she flashed them beautiful smiles. I said, oh, my God. I have me an angel aboard, and ever since then, she's turned this kitchen and our entity around.
Yeah.
Outside myself being recognized, Linda, she's the face of the kitchen, of the dining room. Mm. I may be face of the kitchen or the nursing KC, she's the face of our dining room.
Yeah. Love it. There's an award that was assigned after her name, correct?
Yes.
I keep on saying after her name. She's with us. She's still with us. But
yes.
They're just...
Yes.
What is that award and what does that entail?
This is an award. This is Appreciated Volunteer of the Year, okay? And that award is presented to an individual that have done outstanding or beyond what volunteers should do. Like... some of our regulars, I call them VIPs, Miss Carol, George, Miss Betsy. The line go on and on. They're all outstanding. But we pick one a year to present this award to them. Miss Carol White here, she was the first, and we're going to continue doing this. It's named in Linda's honor for what she put out, okay?
You touched on donations. So one of the things that people can do to help is sure to come and volunteer, but donations. But is there anything that you want to touch on when it comes to volunteers? How important are volunteers in comparison? I don't want to say comparison, but how much is the donation of a value?
The donation, the time of the volunteers and the donation from the community is very important. There's someone going hungry every 30 seconds here in Kansas City or the United States. And the only way we continue of serving with our numbers steady increasing is do donations, okay? We do have a lot of donations, but we might need more. We will need more in the near future,
okay?
To continue our mission going on. It's very humbling the way Kansas City comes step up to the plate for entities like ourselves. So if they continue stepping up, we may not have hunger here in Kansas City at all pretty soon. And that's our goal.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Kenny. Anything else that you want to touch on?
Not really. If you think of something, just quickly
absolutely.
Ask.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kenny.
No, thank you.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
As always. When I'm gonna see your eyeballs again in the kitchen?
Soon.
Don't have me looking for you.
I'll be there.
All right, cool.
I'll be there soon.
Right.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you so much.
All right.